It's 6:30 a.m., and I'm awakened by pop music. I came in like a wrecking ball. I never hit so hard in love. Is that Miley Cyrus? I wonder blearily as I reach to turn off my iPhone alarm. My uber-enthusiastic 9-year-old daughter, Leela, changes the song almost daily, which means I've been jarred from slumber by everyone from Lorde to Drake. Not what I would choose, but Leela's selections make me smile. I jump out of bed to walk our dog Yoda while the girls get ready. We rush to school. I like to walk them in, but we're running late, so I just wave goodbye from the curb. The next few hours are a whirl of activity, meetings, errands, lunch on the go. There's never enough time, and I'm always feeling guilty about giving something short shrift. Either I don't make it to school for a class project, or I skip a business meeting to help out at school. Each makes me feel bad, so I push myself to do as much as I can on both the work and parenting fronts. I survive by keeping my sugar and caffeine intake high, lots of tea, a double macchiato or two daily, and chocolate. I must have my chocolate. As I sit in the carpool line, I dream about a blissful state of being well-rested and energetic, eating healthy foods, exercising daily. I envision finally losing the extra 10 pounds, okay, 15, that have hung around my waist for the last decade, and meditating so I can be more mindful in my activities. I imagine myself connecting with friends, having quiet dinners with my husband, and spending agenda-free time with my daughters, Tara and Leela. I also see myself volunteering in my community, feeling more connected to the larger world and making a meaningful contribution. But that imagined reality is often shattered before the kids pile into the car and we rush to soccer practice. I sigh as I realize I forgot to pick up Yoda from the groomer and still need to get groceries before cooking dinner. When I put the girls to bed, I'm exhausted. I catch up on emails, check social media, surf the web for news, and yes, peek at celebrity gossip sites. More often than I like to admit, I crawl into bed wondering what I did all day. Am I nurturing my body, my mind, my soul? I think about what's going on in the world and wish I could do more to give back. What is my purpose? How can I serve? Am I living with intent? Asking such questions has been a part of my life, even if I have not always lived the answers to their fullest potential. When we were young, my father encouraged my brother and me to start every day by consciously thinking about what we wanted. We had a tradition in our house after meditation. My father would ask us to say the following phrase from A Course in Miracles. I am responsible for what I see. I choose the feelings I experience and set the goals I will achieve. And everything that seems to happen to me, I ask for and receive as I have asked. Then he would ask us the question that still echoes in my mind. What do you want? Being kids, our responses included things like a new computer game, tickets to the Celtics, and a trip to Hawaii. My father would listen patiently and acknowledge our material desires, and then he would gently ask, how about love, compassion, connection, inspiration, purpose? We were taught at a very young age to ask daily for the qualities in our lives that would make us feel happy, loved, secure, energized, and purposeful. And through this process, we began each day setting an intention, a desire or dream that we wanted to pursue, and actively seeking the emotional and spiritual connections to make it happen. Now, many decades later, I feel an urgent need to get back to that practice. Startingintent.com was a first step. The website gives me and other members a place to share our aspirations, receive support, and ultimately transform our dreams into reality. Over the years, I've discovered that when you ask people what they want, what they truly want, they usually answer with some variation of these themes: love, connection, health, purpose, inspiration, and significance. It's reassuring to realize I'm not alone in questioning whether there is a less bumpy path to more joy and purpose in my life. As I listen to those in my community, fellow moms and dads, work colleagues, members of Intent.com, or people who attend my speeches, I hear that many are stretched too thin. Whether single, married, looking for work, working parents or stay-at-home moms or dads, people are often doing too many things, feeling guilty or inadequate about what they're not doing, and desperately hoping for a renewed sense of purpose. They are also often not making time to nurture themselves as they pursue ambitions and care for others. And they, like me, are passing on the same nonstop doing mode to their children. I do believe there is hope for all of us to live a life that is more meaningful, inspiring, and fun. By identifying our intentions, the seeds of our deepest longings, stating them, and ultimately pursuing them, we're more likely to find the path to happiness, meaning, and relevance in our world. Intents help us create the lives we want to live. Moreover, when we consciously set an intent, we put in motion a process to make it happen. We become more aware of people who can help us, and we take advantage of encounters and opportunities. We notice coincidences and attract teachers, allies, and guides. We start behaving as if what we want will really happen, and often it actually occurs.